Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. Greetings in the name of the Lord. Amen. We praise God for another day. Thank God for allowing us to come back together one more time. Thank God for life today. Thank God for his grace and his mercy. Amen. Thank God for being saved through the precious blood of Jesus. Amen. If it had not been for the shedding of blood, there would be no remission of sin. We thank God for the shed blood that Jesus shed for us. Amen. Way back on Calvary. And it will never lose its power. Amen. We welcome you to the Prayer News Network. I am your co-host, Minister Emmanuel Hoge. Amen. We praise God for each and every one of you. We say welcome to the Prayer News Network. Amen. We're glad, amen, once again, that you took time, amen, out of your day, out of your busy schedule. Amen. To join in with us. Amen. Helping us lift up the name of Jesus. Amen. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Amen. And that's what we're here to do, is to magnify the name of the Lord. Amen. And to lift him up high, for he is worthy to be praised. Amen. We do honor our visionary and founder of this great, amen, Prayer News Network Global, in the person of Evangelist Annette Bradley. Amen. We thank God for the woman of God. Amen. We can never thank God enough, amen, for, amen, her stepping out on faith. Amen. And obeying the voice of God. Amen. And it has brought us up to this point in time. Her obedience has gotten us up to this point in time. Amen. Where we have been calling into this prayer line for over a year now. Amen. Surely this is the Lord's doing. And it is marvelous in our lives. So we bless God for the woman of God. Amen. We appreciate her. We love her. Amen. And we honor her for her work's sake. Amen. Her work's sake in Christ. We honor her. Amen. For her labor of love. Amen. We thank God for each and every one of you. Amen. And we want to encourage you. Amen. To please, amen, reach out. Amen. To someone. Amen. Let them know that the Prayer News Network is on live. Amen. Ask them to come. Amen. And if this be their first time, invite them as a guest. Let them know, amen, that they're welcome. Amen. On this live. Amen. We thank God, amen, for, amen, our continuous, amen, supporters and listeners. Those of you that are faithful and come to the line every night, amen, we thank God for you, amen, helping us, amen, to uphold this line, amen. We're so grateful, amen, to, amen, God has connected us, amen, and caused us to be a family, amen, the Prayer News Network family, amen. So we praise God for each one of our listeners, amen. So we want you to reach out to somebody. We want you to text them, amen, let them know that the Prayer News Network is on live. Amen, that we are on live. This is a live recorded broadcast. At the end of the program, as always, we'll give you two numbers where you can reach out and request a copy, amen, of tonight's broadcast and any other night, amen, that you may not have gotten. Amen. So this is a live recorded broadcast. Amen. You can also find us live on via Facebook. Amen. There you can go to our Facebook page, the Prayer News Network. Amen, and you can listen, amen, to the live recorded broadcast as it is being recorded live, amen, now. So we just bless God for all things. We give God praise. We give God glory, amen, and amen. We just thank God for all of our listeners as well. We thank God for our Blog Talk Radio listeners, amen. We thank God for you, amen, tuning in to, amen, this broadcast, amen, and surely, amen, we know that you're being blessed. Amen. You're finding substance through, amen, this line, through the word of God that you're hearing. Even your faith is being increased. Even, amen, the prayers of faith that are going forth. Amen. The Lord said, I have heard thy prayer. Amen. I have heard that petition. Amen. And God, amen, he come to answer. Amen. And amen. Answer our prayers and grant every petition that we have up before him according to his will. So we bless God that we serve a prayer answering God. Amen. We're not praying to Baal. We're not praying to Buddha. We're not praying to Muhammad. But we're praying to the true and the living God, the God that answers by fire. Amen. We praise God because we serve the true and the living God. Amen. So we praise God, amen, for all of our Blog Talk Radios as well. We thank God for all of our international listeners. Amen. Those from other countries. amen, those, amen, amen, from other parts of the world. Amen. We thank God, amen, for you. God has all corners, all four corners of the earth covered, the north, south, east, and west. God has it covered through this prayer line, and it's reaching, amen, many nations. He told us in his word, go into all the world and preach this gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized, the same shall be saved. And we know this word of God is reaching you. Amen. We believe by faith that souls are being delivered. Amen. Even right where you are, you may be on the other side of the continent, the globe, but we know, we believe by faith that God is making a change in your life. And this is what it's all about, spreading this gospel into all the world. So we want to welcome each and every one of you, our Blog Talk Radio, our international listeners. We thank God for you. Amen. Some of the countries that are represented. Amen. We have Canada, China, Brazil, the UK, Tortola, Nassau, Bahamas, Nigeria, Cambodia, London, Uganda, Haiti, amen, the Virgin Islands, South Africa, amen, Jamaica, amen, Italy, India, just so many places, amen. I'm sure that we haven't even called every place that's represented on this line tonight and has been represented on this line. But we want you to know, amen, that we appreciate you. We thank God for you. Amen. You are in our hearts. You are in our prayers. You are in our spirit. And this is why we do what we do, is because we are concerned about you. We're concerned about your well-being. We're concerned about your spiritual life. Amen. Paul began to say, brother, it is my heart desire and prayer to God for Israel that they might be saved. This is why we do what we do. Amen. To help you to be saved along with trying to save ourselves. Amen. From this onward generation. So we bless God. We give God all the praise. We give God all the glory. For he is good. Amen. The Lord is good. Oh, taste and see that the Lord, he is good. Amen. We praise God for all of our, amen, leaders. Amen. We want to, amen, honor all of our leaders. Amen. It's right. The word of God lets us know to give honor where honor is due. So we bless God for all of our leaders tonight. Amen. We thank God, amen, for once again our visionary founder of the Prayer News Network and the persons of Evangelist Bradley. Amen. God placed his vision on her heart. Amen. And she took, amen, took it up and ran with it. And here we are today because of her obedience. Amen. We thank God, amen, for, amen, all of our advisors that the Lord has sent to this work, assigned to this work. Amen. How they're sticking by the woman of God. Amen. They're standing by her side, supporting her, praying for her, holding her arms up. Amen. To, amen, let her know that her labor is not in vain. So we thank God for each advisor, amen, that come to this line, not only to, amen, just, amen, amen, be here, but, amen, you take an active part, amen, in the work of the Lord. We thank God for you. Amen. And anything that, amen, amen, that God has available for you to do, thank God for your willingness and your obedience, amen, to serve in the kingdom of God. So we bless God. We praise God for, amen, the late Apostle S.T. James. Amen. We thank God, amen, for, amen, the man of God and, amen, his labor of love and, amen, the forerunners, amen, paving the way, amen, and teaching the word of God, amen, being that example, amen, unto many believers. Amen. So we thank God for Apostle S.T. James. Amen. Mother James and the James family. Amen. We thank God for them. We thank God for all our other presiding, amen, apostles and bishops and, amen, pastors. Amen. That the Lord has set in place and ordained at this time. We thank God for them and them, even their work and their labor of love as well. Amen. Being a leader is not an easy job, but, amen, it's a wonderful job. Amen. To be chosen by God to lead his people from earth to heaven. So we bless God, amen, for each and every one of them. Amen. Apostle, amen, Apostle, Pastor, amen, James, amen, Pastor Taylor, amen, Mother Taylor, amen, to all of your leaders, amen, each and every one of your leaders. We bless God for, amen, each one of your leaders and all the leaders that, amen, come to the line to support, amen, whether they, amen, speaking that night or not, but just coming to the line, amen, sitting in and listening, praying for us, amen, means so much to us. So we thank God. for each and every one of you, amen, you, amen, leaders and pastors and evangelists that come to this line to, amen, just to support, amen, the work of the Lord. Amen, appreciate you. Amen, I do give honor to, amen, my leaders. Amen, amen, to my Northern District Bishop, Bishop Richard Jackson Jr. Amen, to my Southern District Bishop, amen, Bishop Lewis Marshall, Mother Marshall. Amen, thank God, amen, for them. Thank God for, amen, my pastor, amen, my covering, amen, Pastor Mark Holmes, amen, Lady Kalisa Holmes. Amen, thank God for each one of my leaders and how that, amen, they labor in the gospel, amen, they love the Lord. And not only do they preach the word of God, amen, but they live the life. Amen, they live the life that they preach about. Amen, that is very important. Amen, after we get finished singing, shouting, preaching, whatever we do, we got to live the life to be that example to the believers. Amen, so we thank God, amen, for each and every one of them. Amen, we just give God all the praise. We give God all the glory, for he is worthy to be praised. Amen, so we just bless God, and we're hoping that you are taking time out to reach out to somebody. Amen, to invite them to the Prayer News Network, to remind them, amen, to come on in. Amen, God has a blessing, amen, waiting for you. Amen, and we're excited tonight for what the Lord is going to do in advance, for what the word that's going to be, amen, declared unto us. Amen, just for the mighty move of God, amen, that is taking place right now. Amen, it's already done. Amen, we're just waiting to see the manifestation of it. So, amen, let's prepare our hearts and our minds. Amen. Let's, amen, put our focus on the Lord. Amen. Some of us may have had a busy day today. Some of us may have been, you know, just, amen, kind of, you know, busy throughout the day. Kind of, amen, a lot going on around us in the world. Amen. Every time you turn on the news, you hear, amen, so much bad news, so many killings and this and that. But now it's time to hear the good news of Jesus. It's time to hear the hope of the gospel. Amen, that the Lord brings us each and every day. Amen, and we have this hope in Christ. Amen, our hope is not in this world. Our hope is in Jesus. Amen, so let's, amen, prepare our hearts and our minds. Amen, to, amen, be blessed by God. Amen, we want to go to God in prayer. We want to acknowledge him in all our ways. Amen, knowing that he shall direct our path. And that's what we want God to do. We want God to order our steps in his word. Amen. We don't want to go astray. We don't want to go in our own way. But we want God to order our steps tonight. Amen. So we want to go to God. Amen. We want to go to God in sincerity of heart and pureness. Amen. David said, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew the right spirit within me. Amen. Throughout the course of the day, maybe the enemy tried you. Maybe he tried your mind. Maybe he tried your faith and just tried your spirit to get you frustrated, aggravated, and all of that. But now it's time to release it. It's time to release it and put it into the hands of the Lord. Amen. So will you go with me in prayer tonight? Amen. Will you touch and agree with me in prayer tonight?
The recording
has started. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, the giver of the good and perfect gift, we humbly thank you for this day. We thank you for this evening, this night. Whatever time it may be where each listener are listening in. Father God, we just bless your holy name. We just praise you. We just glorify you. We just magnify you. Oh God, we thank you for being a way maker. Thank you for being a door opener. Thank you for being a provider. Father God, we thank you for being our keeper. You have kept us even up to this present time. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We just want to bless your holy name. Oh Heavenly Father, we love you because you first loved us. You are our good Father. You are our Heavenly Father. You sit high and you look down low. You're beholding the good and the evil. For the eyes of the Lord are in every place. Father God, we thank you for beholding. We thank you for looking. We thank you for watching over us. We thank you for covering us under the precious blood of Jesus. Oh God, we just love you right now. We just thank you. We can't even thank you enough. We can't even praise you enough for all that you have done for us. But God, we want to show our appreciation tonight. We want to let you know how grateful we are, how thankful we are. Oh, God, we rejoice in your holy word. We rejoice in your name, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just praise you right now, God. Oh, God, we lift up holy hands in the sanctuary right where we are tonight, Father. It is our sanctuary. Hallelujah. We lift up holy hands unto you, God, in your presence tonight, God. Oh, God, we come, oh, God, asking you, God, oh, God, to search our hearts, oh, God, even as we worship tonight, even as we praise you, God. We ask that you will work, God. We ask that you will search our hearts. Oh, God, receive our praise tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, don't let our praise be hindered. Don't let our worship be hindered tonight. Oh, God, we ask you right now, God. Oh, God, you said in your word, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Father God, we don't want to harbor nothing in our heart. Oh, God, we pray that nothing is hiding in our heart that should not be. We pray that we're not holding on to ill will feelings. We pray that we're not holding on to jealousy and envy. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we release it tonight. Oh, God, anything that may not be like you. Father God, we ask you right now. We ask you to search our hearts, God. Oh, God, when you search our hearts, we pray that you will take out everything, everything that's not like you, everything that's not according to your will, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we know that you're able tonight. We know that you have the power tonight, Lord. There is nothing too hard for you, Lord. Wash us in your blood tonight. Oh, God, make us clean, God. We want to be clean. We need to be washed tonight. Wash our hearts, God. Wash our minds tonight. Wash our souls tonight, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Work and wash away my sins. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Work and make me whole again. Nothing but your blood tonight. Oh, Jesus. We need your blood tonight. We need to be washed. Wash in your blood tonight. Wash our hearts, God. Wash our minds. Oh, Jesus. If we had any filthy thoughts today, if we had any thoughts in our minds that wasn't like you, Lord, we ask you to wash our minds tonight. Lord, sanctify us. Sanctify us through the truth. For that word is true, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We need you, Lord, we need you tonight, in the name of Jesus. We can't make it by ourselves, we're depending on you. Oh God, you are help tonight. You're a very present help, even in the time of trouble. Oh Jesus, when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock. That is higher than I, for thou has been a shelter for me, Lord Jesus, cover us under your wings, hide us under your wings tonight, shield and protect us, from danger seen and unseen, Lord Jesus, we need you, Lord, Lord, we need you tonight, we need a word, God, just one word from you, will make everything all right. One word tonight will change our situation. One word, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Heal everybody tonight. Lord, heal our body. Heal us tonight, God. Everywhere we hurt, heal us, Jesus. Heal our minds tonight. Heal our soul tonight. Mend that broken heart. Heal that wounded spirit. Oh, Jesus, I know you can. I know you will. You have all power. All power in your hand. All you have to do tonight is just speak the word. Lord, speak the word tonight. In the name of Jesus. In your name, Lord. Oh, God, do it for your name's sake, in the mighty name of Jesus, for I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me, thou prepare the table, a table before me, in the presence of my enemy, thou anointed my head with oil, my cup runneth over, surely goodness and mercy, shall follow me all the days of my life. Oh, we glorify you tonight. Thank you for goodness and mercy. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for redemption. Thank you for forgiveness tonight. Oh, Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, we just want to bless you tonight. We just want to praise you, Lord. You've been just that good. You've been so good to us, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you right now, Oh, God, for every listener tonight, We thank for everyone that called in tonight, Everyone that tuned in by radio, We thank for all our listeners tonight, Father God, we pray for them right now, We pray for the Plan News Network family, Oh, Jesus, Every home tonight, that's represented on this line, Everyone right now, God, that's under the sound of my voice, We pray that you will bless them, We pray you enlarge their territory, Enlarge their borders right now, Lord Jesus, Meet every need tonight, Oh, God, make provisions, Provide for them, God, Open up the doors, That seem to be closed, And close the doors, That need to be closed tonight, In the mighty name of Jesus, You have all power in your hand, You have strength tonight, God, Oh, God, we look to you, You are our source tonight, You are our source of hope, You are source of strength, in the mighty name of Jesus, help us to stay connected, help us to abide in the bond, help us to abide in your holy word, in the mighty name of Jesus, we can't do nothing, outside of your will, we can't even live, we can't move, we can't breathe, without you tonight, we're depending on you, Lord, We're depending on you tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus, Oh, God, you are our source of life, You are our source of strength, Oh, God, touch us, with your finger of love, Touch us tonight, God, Touch our mind tonight, Touch our soul tonight, Yes, to your will, Lord, Yes, to your will, God, We say yes, to your will, We say yes, to the will of God, Not my will, Not our will, But your will tonight, Your will be done, In earth, As it is in heaven, In the name of Jesus, We pray your will be done tonight. Oh, glory to your name, God, Glory to your name, We pray your will tonight, We seek the face of God, We turn from our wicked ways, And we seek the face of God, We run to you tonight, We're running to you tonight, Lord, Rescue us, God, Deliver us, Lord, Help us tonight, Lord, Deliver us from every evil word, Deliver us tonight, God, In the name of Jesus, Oh, God, we pray for salvation through the precious blood of Jesus, Oh, God, set somebody free tonight, Loose somebody, liberate somebody, save them and fill them with the Holy Ghost, Baptize them, oh, God, In the mighty name of Jesus, We know you can, we know you will, Oh, God, do it tonight, Lord, Reach that lost soul tonight, Oh, God, that soul that may not know you in a pardon of their sins tonight. Father God, we pray that you will reach that lost soul, God, wherever they may be, God. Oh, God, wherever they may be calling from tonight. Oh, God, save that lost soul. Oh, God, you say your word will not go out void, but it will come except for what you have said. Oh, God, let your word do the work tonight. Let your word penetrate the heart tonight. Oh, God, let it touch that mind tonight. Oh, God, have mercy on this world. Have mercy on this nation, this society that we're living in. Oh, God, we know that these are the last and evil days. Oh, God, blood is running like water. Men are dying without God on their side. But, God, we pray right now that you will deliver the lost soul tonight. We pray that you will save, oh, God, before it's too late. Oh, God, save that ungodly man. Save that unrighteous woman. Save that boy and that girl, God. Save them from the hand of destruction, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, have mercy tonight. Rebuke that killing demon tonight. Rebuke that murdering demon tonight, God. Bind it up in the name of Jesus. Send it back to the pit, God. Oh, God, you said all souls are mine. You said all souls are yours. The soul of the Father, the soul of the Son. Oh, God, but the soul that sinneth, it shall die. We pray for mercy tonight. We pray for repentance, God. Cause this nation to repent. Bring this, oh God, this nation to repentance tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, through the preached word of God, let them hear hope tonight. Breathe life into their spirit, God. In the name of Jesus, rebuke the death angel. Rebuke that thief tonight. He says, the thief coming not but for to steal, kill, and destroy. But you come that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Father God, we pray for the lost souls tonight, those that are dying without you on their side. Oh, God, have mercy on them, Jesus. Oh, God, give us a burden for the lost souls. Give us a burden, God, to reach out to these lost souls. Oh, God, save them, oh, God. Help us, oh, God, to pull them out the fire in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we know that you're able. We know you got the power. Oh, God, remember us one by one and name by name. Bless us tonight, Lord. Oh, God, bless us, God. Oh, God, touch us where we need to be touched. Save us some more, God. Deliver us, God, to the utmost. Set free tonight, God. Loose every shackle, every band tonight. Every yoke, God, that holds your people down. Loose it in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, send the spirit of liberty tonight. Send the spirit of freedom tonight. Let somebody say, free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, I'm free at last. In the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to your name, God. Bless your holy name tonight, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you in advance. We thank about faith for what you're about to do, God. We thank you for the saving of the souls. We thank you for the healing of the body. We thank you for the healing of the nation tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for our messenger tonight. Your chosen vessel, God, that should come forth and declare your word. Oh, God, anoint her lips, God. Anoint her from the crown of her head down to the sole of her feet, God. Use her as an instrument tonight. Oh, God, you speak for her and through her, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, move yourself out the way. Oh, God, that your anointing can arise. We want greater to arise in us tonight. Let greater arise in our spirit tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, have thy way. Have your way tonight, God. We yield to your will. We yield to you tonight, God. Say, do as you please. Then, oh, God, just be glorified tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, bless our visionary founder of this brand new network. Look on Vanessa Bradley tonight, God. We pray that you continue to strengthen her, touch her body. Oh, God, use her for your glory, for your will. Get the glory out of her life, God. Oh, God, everything that you have ordained for her, God. We pray, oh, God, that you will bless it. We pray that you will, oh, God, cause people to sow into her life. Cause people to sow into her bosom. Good measures, say, oh, God, shaking together, running over, trotting down. Oh, God, running over. Oh, God, that men may give into her bosom. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we can never repay you for what you have done. But, Father God, we want to show our appreciation. We want you to know how much we thank you, how much we appreciate all that you have done, amen, in our lives. Oh, God, continue to have your way tonight. Use us. Get the glory out of our lives. Strengthen us on every hand. In the mighty name of Jesus. Do this for thy name's sake. For your name's sake, we'll give you glory. We'll give you the praise. We won't take none of the credit, but we'll give you all the glory. For thou art worthy. In the mighty name of Jesus. You're so holy, you're so righteous, and you're so pure. Faithful is thy name. Oh, God, we love you. We bless you. We glorify you. Oh, God, we just thank you for hearing our prayer. For we know that thou always hears us when we pray. We thank you for the mighty move of God that's about to take place. We thank you for touching us already, God. We thank you for stripping us, oh God, already. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, build up the kingdom of God. Oh God, you said, oh God, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto us. Father God, help us to seek you first. And we know that you will give us the desires of our heart. Oh God, teach us to commit our way unto you. And you shall bring it to pass. Father God, we praise you, we glorify, we bless you. Father God, we just thank you. We give you the praise, give you the honor. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and thank God. Amen. Can somebody bless the Lord right where you are right now? Can somebody just open your mouth wide and bless the Lord right where you are? Come on and lift your voice and say hallelujah. Come on and lift your voice and say glory to God. Come on and put your hands together. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Oh, clap your hands. Shout out to God with the voice of triumph. Shout out to God, amen, with victory tonight. Shout out to God, amen, knowing that Satan is already defeated. Amen, and God is exalted. and Jesus is Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. We bless God tonight. We bless him. We bless God for blessing us. We praise him for who he is. Amen. Not only for just what he does for us, but we praise him just for who he is. He is God and God alone. So we just thank God tonight for all things. Amen. We thank God for each one of you that have come to this line tonight, even those of you that may have come on in. Amen. We welcome you to the Prayer News Network. Amen. We can't thank you enough and stress you enough. Amen. How important you are to the body of Christ. Amen. You are important to the body of Christ. Amen. And I also like to say, in case nobody told you today, that they love you. Amen. We want to be the first to tell you today, amen, that we love you. Amen. The Prayer News Network, we love you with all of our heart. We love you with the love of Jesus. Amen. So know that you are loved today. Amen. We love you, but God loves you best. Amen. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He loved you that much that he gave his only begotten son. Amen. That we should not perish, but have everlasting life. So we thank God for each one of you tonight. We praise God. Amen. For you tuning in, stopping by. Amen. Just to hear what thus saith the Lord. Amen. Tonight we have a great speaker. Amen. Anointed woman of God. Amen. Who loves the Lord. Amen. Who has committed, amen, her life to this cause and for the sake of Christ. Amen. We bless God for her. She's been with us a, amen, amen, a time or two. Amen already. Amen. And tonight we're so honored to have her back. Amen. She is a field evangelist, a licensed field evangelist. Amen. And she does go into the streets, amen, and labor. Amen. And preach the gospel to the lost souls of men. Amen. She has a mission, amen, in Chester, Pennsylvania. Amen. She labors, amen, in the field for the Lord. And she does it with all her heart. She has a burden for the lost souls of men. Amen. She's concerned about the lost. Amen. And she offers hope. She offers Jesus Christ. Amen. She does have a prayer line herself. Amen. Called the Hope Ministry. Amen. On every Wednesday. Amen. At 6 p.m. Amen. She's on. Amen. Amen. And she has a Hope Ministry. Amen. Prayer line where she's yet continually offering hope. Amen. To the people of God. And God birthed it out of her as well. Amen. At some point in time during this pandemic, amen, God began to lay a burden on her heart, amen, to still reach the souls of men. Amen. And she's been, amen, following in the path and the leading of the Lord to do what thus said the Lord. So she can give you more information as well, amen, on her, amen, broadcast, amen, the Hope Ministry prayer line, amen. But tonight we don't want to stand in the way of the Word of God. We want you to pray that the Word of God may have free course. Amen. That God will send forth his word across the airways tonight. Because somebody needs hope tonight. Somebody's on the verge, amen, and they need, amen, to be rescued. Amen. So tonight, God has his choice anointed vessel, amen, to come and speak the word, amen, that is needed in this hour. So without any further ado, we want to present to you, amen, and introduce to others, our own speaker, amen, and beloved woman of God, in the person of Evangelist Martha Culebra out of Camden, New Jersey, amen, Christian Temple Assembly Church of God, amen. So God bless you at this time. We yield the platform, amen, to the woman of God, amen. You may push *6, unmute your phone, and come on over and take the platform at this time. God bless you.
God bless you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We give all glory and honor to God. Thank God for Jesus. I thank God for that prayer through Minister Emmanuel. May God bless you, Minister Emmanuel. And I just thank God for being here tonight. Thank God for living another day. And he allowed you to live another day. So we thank God for him tonight. All glory and honor belong unto the Lord. And we want to give honor to the President and Northern District Overseer of the Christian Temple Church of God, Pastor Richard Jackson, Jr., the Vice President and Southern District Overseer, Pastor Lewis Marshall Sr., the visionary and founder of the Prayer News Network, Evangelist Annette Bradley. God bless you, Evangelist Bradley. Also, Minister Emmanuel Hogue. God bless you, Minister Hogue. And everyone that's on the Prayer News News Network line tonight, whatever country you may be in, it's an honor that you called in. And we thank God for each and every one that took time to call in, as Minister Emmanuel stated. We thank God for you, and we don't take it lightly. This is a blessing that you called in from all over the world into the Prayer News Network. God bless you. And I thank the Lord for allowing me to help spread the gospel on tonight. Surely God's word is right, and he told us to go into all the world and preach the gospel. Men and women everywhere need to know about Jesus, not just here in the States, but everywhere, all the four corners of the world. They need to know and hear about Jesus and hear about his saving grace. So we thank God for that on tonight. And I just thank God. Before I bring the word, let's have a word of prayer. Surely we know that prayer changes things. Well, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for allowing us to be here tonight. Oh, Lord, you didn't allow us, oh, Lord, to die, but you kept us alive even through the pandemic. When death would have taken us away, you kept us, Lord, and you are yet keeping us. Look on us tonight, Lord. We need you, Lord. Lord, send your word. Send thine anointing. Oh, Lord, grace us with thy presence. Lord, give me the words to say, not my own words, but, Lord, you speak through me to encourage the heart, that somebody may be saved, that somebody may receive your word. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, help me, my God, to deliver what you have given unto me. In the mighty name of Jesus, and I thank you tonight. I thank you because you're good. I thank you because you're merciful. I thank you because you are a great God. You're worthy and worthy to be praised. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, amen. If you would go with me to Isaiah, the 54th chapter, beginning at the 15th verse. That's Isaiah, that's in the Old Testament, the 54th chapter, beginning at the 15th verse. And it reads as follows, "Behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. Behold, I have created the smith that bloweth the coals in the fire, and that bringeth forth an instrument for his work. And I have created the waster to destroy. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord." And I would like to bring this message to every born-again believer that may be going, hallelujah, that may be going through a trial where the enemy is fighting hard against you on every side. May you be encouraged and strengthened, knowing that the Lord is with you and will see you through. And I believe this is Isaiah speaking here. And we know that Isaiah was a major prophet. And how that is in the 15th verse, it says, "Behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake." How that my thing tonight is, it won't work. God is on our side. We come to let the enemy know that it won't work. Whatever you're plotting, whatever you're trying to do to the people of God, it won't work. God is on our side. And we know that God has all power, and he has an all-seeing eye, and he can see the enemy afar off, and he knows what he's doing behind closed doors. He knows what he's saying. He knows the plot that he's plotting against the people of God. But I would like for him to know that it won't work. It may seem like it's working, but hallelujah, with God on the people of God's side, I come to tell you that it won't work. So in the 15th verse, Isaiah began to say, behold, they shall surely gather together. Surely the enemy will gather his imps together. He will gather his demons together against the people of God. And it's all leading up to that battle of Armageddon. How that, behold, they shall surely, this is surely going to happen. How that is said, behold, I have created, behold, they shall surely gather together. But I mean, God is not putting them together. They're forming their own networks. They're forming their own clubs against the people of God. They're forming their own groups and think God don't know about it. But I come to tell you, God has an all-seeing eye, and he has all power in the palm of his hand. Wherever you go, God is there. How that God can see when men are sleeping. He can see when men are going against the people of God. Behold, his eye is in every place, beholding the good and the evil. So nothing gets by God. Nothing happens that he doesn't see. Nothing is said that he does not hear. We serve an all-seeing God and an almighty God. So in the 15th verse, he began to say, behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. So it's letting you know you can gather together all you want, but you will fall. In the 16th verse, behold, I have created the smith that bloweth the coals in the fire, and that bringeth forth an instrument for his work, and I have created the waster to destroy. So how that in this 16th verse is talking about the smith, or as we know, a blacksmith. And we know that the blacksmith, he works in metals, heavy metals like iron and steel. And how that he can form these metals into weapons. He can form these metals into heavy artillery. But God is saying, behold, I have created the smith. I don't care what weapon is formed, how that God created the blacksmith, and how that God has created the ones that will use the weapons. He said, behold, I have created the smith that bloweth the coals in the fire. I believe the smith, he used fire to bend the metals. He used the fire to shape them. Whether it's iron or steel, he used the fire to form whatever weapon or whatever thing he's trying to create. So how that God has said, behold, I have created the smith. I'm the one that's still in charge. You might be making the weapons, but I'm the one that created you. And how that, and it says that God bringeth forth an instrument for his work. And I have created the waster to destroy. So whatever weapon the smith may have made, and whatever weapon the enemy chooses to use, God made the smith, and he made the one that's going to use the weapons. So there's no way, no how, that it will prevail. Because God is the maker of it all. And we serve a true and living God. How that maybe they're gathering against you on your job. Maybe they're trying to get you fired. Maybe they're talking behind closed doors about you saying that holy and sanctified person. Just look at them. They're going to fall, and they may try to make you fall. They may try to make you throw up hands, but how that God is on your side. God is with you, and he knows what the enemy is trying to do. They're digging a ditch for you, but they will fall in it themselves. Don't you worry and don't feel discouraged. How that God is on your side, and he will take up the fight. Again, I want to encourage every believer, every Holy Ghost-filled believer to know that you're not alone, that you have somebody that's looking out for your good, that's looking out for your welfare, that's looking out for your soul, and he will not let the enemy overtake you, how that he will take up the fight. How that I'm reminded how that when Pharaoh was pursuing the children of Israel, and that the children of Israel got down to the Red Sea, saw Pharaoh in behind them and the Red Sea in front of them, and they begin to fear and begin to complain against Moses. In other words, why did you bring us out of Egypt? How that why did you bring us here to die in this wilderness? Did we tell you to leave us alone? Did we tell you that we want to stay in Egypt? But they must have forgotten the God that they serve, how that he has the power. Well, maybe you're down to your Red Sea, and you see the enemy hotly pursuing behind you. But let me tell you, don't be dismayed. Don't worry. God has a way out for you like he did the children of Israel. And God began to tell Moses, you'll find this in Exodus, the 14th chapter, how that God began to tell Moses, how that he began to say, lift up that rod, how that Moses had a rod in his hand. He began to tell Moses to lift up that rod and stretch thy hand over the sea. God was getting ready to move for his people in a way that was never seen before. That's the kind of God we serve. How that the enemy may look one way, thinking God is coming that way. But God, he always surprises us. He always surprises the enemy when it looks like there's no way out. Let me tell you, God can create a way. How that the children of Israel, they were down at the Red Sea, and Pharaoh was pursuing them behind. Where could they go? What was they going to do? But how that God made a way. He made a way. How that in Exodus, the 14th chapter, the 14th verse, it says, the Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. And the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward. How were they going to get through the sea? Oh, my God, there's no way they could swim through it. But God began to tell Moses, stretch it out. God has the power to make a way out of no way. Somebody said he made a highway through the Red Sea. But then Moses began to stretch his rod out, and the Lord caused an east wind to blow all night. It divided the Red Sea. It made the sea rise up on a heap. And how that the wind began to blow, and the wet ground began to get dry. Look at this miracle that God did. And the children of Israel began to walk through the Red Sea. Oh, my God, there had to be a sight. But let me tell you, God can make a way that you can walk through your Red Sea. It may seem impossible, like this cannot be done. But God is able to do what man thinks is impossible. how that we got to learn to trust God and take him at his word, how that this is a learning way. We got to learn how to trust him and believe him when there seems to be no way out. We got to believe that God can create a way when there is no way. He can make a door when there is no door. So the children of Israel begin to walk through the Red Sea on dry ground. Now Pharaoh, he began to chase after them. No doubt he thought maybe they did it. We can do it. How that him and his army began to follow the children of Israel through the Red Sea. But God, in the morning watch, he looked and he saw the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and of the cloud. And he did something about it. He began to trouble the Egyptians because they were after his people. How that the Lord, he'll trouble the devil if he tried to pursue you. So God began to trouble the Egyptians. He began to take the wheels off the chariots, and the chariots began to drive heavy. How that what a mighty God we serve. And how that when they looked, they began to say, let us flee from the face of Israel, for the Lord fighteth for them against the Egyptians. God will fight for you. He will fight for his people. God is a God that will take up the battle. God is a God that will bring you out. Maybe you feel like there's no way out, but I come to tell you, God has a way out for you. God, he can make a way when it seems like nothing can be done, when it seems like you've gone the last mile of the way, when it seems like your body won't be healed. But let me tell you, trust God. Put your faith and confidence in God and let God work it out. How that God can work it out while we're trying to figure it out. How that we sing the song, the Lord God Almighty, he brought us out. The Lord God Almighty, he brought us out. Pharaoh's army got drowned to the bottom like a stone. But when he thought that he could gain the victory, then by the Lord he was overthrown. See, God will bring you out. He will bring you out, whatever it takes to stop the enemy. God will do it. Don't be surprised God sent earthquakes. Don't be surprised God moved mountains. Don't be surprised that God will open up a sea for his people. Who knows the mind of God? Don't be surprised God make a way out of no way for you. Don't be surprised that he will give you the financial blessing that you need. He may send it in the mail. Maybe you need some finances. Don't be surprised somebody you don't know come up and give you a check that will cover your bills and more. Don't be surprised that the doctor tell you, well, we can't find what we saw. We can't find it. Don't be surprised at what God does, because he's a God with unlimited power. He has all the power in his hand, and he will move mountains for his people. He will open up the floodgates for his people. Hallelujah, the floodgates of prosperity, the floodgates of blessings. God is able to do it, and if need to be done, he'll do it for his people. How that in Isaiah 43:4, how that Isaiah 43:4, let me get it, how that God is good, how that and he loves his people, how that God will fight for us, and God will give people for our lives. How that Isaiah, let me read it for you. Isaiah 54 and the 15th verse. It says, behold, I'm sorry, that's not the right scripture. Just had it. But God is good anyway. He is a mighty, Isaiah 43:4. I'm sorry, I had the wrong scripture. Well, we're going to read it. I had it marked, but we're going to read this scripture. And it says, since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee and people for thy life. Don't mess with the people of God. It's a dangerous thing to mess with God's people. God will give people for you. He'll give men for thy life. God will move in a mighty and a miraculous way just for you. Now that there's, excuse me, now that it's a dangerous thing to mess with the people of God, God will move you out of the way. How that for his people. So in verse 16, how that it says, in other words, the smith can create these weapons and those that use them, but God has created them. Going down to the 17th verse, it says, no weapon, no means no. No kind of weapon. It could be a physical weapon. It could be a spiritual weapon. But the word of God says, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. So no weapon that's formed against you and I will prosper. Like I said, it doesn't have to be a physical weapon. It could be someone speaking against you. It could be someone plotting against you. But let me tell you, the saints have weapons too. The saints of God have weapons also. If you would go with me to 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter. That's 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, verses 4 and 5. It says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imagination, and every high thing that exalted itself, the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. See, our weapons are not carnal. Our weapons are not physical. I believe our dear Elder Mark preached the message, weapons, use your weapons. And I mean he preached that message. So how that one of our weapons is fasting. One is praying. Let me tell you, there's great power in fasting and praying and going to God for help. See, we have weapons, but we got to use them. Believing God, trusting God, praising God. So on and so forth, these weapons are mighty through God. So you ought to learn, and I ought to learn, to use our weapons more. These weapons are more powerful than what the enemy can present. It says, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself. Let me tell you, go to praying. If you need God to move for you, go to praying and fasting. And most of all, believing and trusting that God is going to move. How that if it seems like he's not moving today, do it again the next day. Somebody said pray until something happens. I guarantee you if you keep on praying, something will happen. It'll begin to move God. And whatever your petition is, according to God's will, he will grant it. So just go ahead and use your weapons against the enemy. Use your weapons. And how that God, he will deliver. Go with me to Isaiah 59:19. That's Isaiah 59 9:19. And the word of God, it reads as follows, Isaiah 59:19. And the word of God says, so shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun, when the enemy shall come in like a flood. The Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Sometimes it seems like the floodgates of the enemy are open and he's about to overtake you. But at that time, the Lord will lift up a standard. He'll come in like a mighty warrior just on time. He's a God that's never too late. Now that he knows when to come in, I believe I'm reminded of Jehoshaphat, how that he was the king of Judah. You'll find this in 2 Chronicles, the 20th chapter. And he was the king of Judah, and he heard about the children of Moab and the children of Ammon and all others that came against Jehoshaphat to battle, how that he was afraid, how that he began to be afraid. But how that he began to use his weapons of fasting, praying, trusting God, believing God. How that in 2 Chronicles, how that he began to fear. But how that once he began to fast, how that God began to move. And then the 14th verse says, then upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. And it says, and he said, hearken ye, all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou, King Jehoshaphat. Thus said the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed, by reason of this great multitude. For the battle is not yours, but God's. The battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow, throw ye down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and ye shall find them at the end of the brook, before the wilderness of Jeruel. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Oh, that there are some battles we don't need to fight. God is already fighting for us. It says, set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow, go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. How that God had already fought the battle. The battle was not the children of Judah, but it was his. So God is telling us the battle is not yours. We don't always have the strength to fight. Sometimes our courage gets a little low. But God, he'll take up the fight. And he began to fight against his people's enemies. How that God will fight for you. How that he doesn't have a respect of person. If he fight my battles, he'll fight yours. Just hold on and look to God for whatever you need. Like I said, maybe you are in a battle, but God is on your side. How that in Psalms, the 37th chapter, beginning at the 12th verse, it says, the wicked plotteth against the just, and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out their sword and have bent their bow. In other words, they're ready to shoot at you. How that to cast down the poor and needy and to slay such as be of upright conversation. Their sword shall enter into their own heart, and their bones shall be broken. See, God will take up the fight. We serve a mighty, mighty God. And it doesn't matter what the test is, or how avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. We don't have to fight our own battles. God will repay with a vengeance. God will come to our rescue if we just hold on and hold out. Maybe you feel like I didn't pass the first test, but don't give up. It's not over until God says it's over. I don't know no one in this earthly body that has passed every test, that has gone through every trial and didn't mess up one way or another. But get on up and go through it again. This time, take the Lord and believe God, because it's coming again. It's coming up again. Maybe you didn't pass the test. How did I remember when I was in high school and I got very good grades, very high grades? I was the salutatorian for one of the second people in my class. I wasn't the valedictorian, but I was the salutatorian. And how that when I got to college, it was a whole different story. I almost even flunked out. I almost was going to get put out. In other words, my grades weren't good enough. But I hung on in there, and God made a way. God sent the professor to look over my grades, and he saw that they could be higher than what they were. And I was able to stay all the way to graduation. So I said that to say this, maybe you didn't pass all your tests. Maybe you fell along the way. But get back up and keep on trying. Keep on praying. Keep on fasting. God is with us. It's not over until God says it's over. Now that, go with me to Ephesians. I'm almost finished. Ephesians, the 6th chapter, beginning at the 11th verse. And I'm not going to read all these verses, but it began to say, put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Surely we are in a war, and we got to dress like soldiers. We got to have our war clothes on. We can't afford to put down our sword. We can't afford to uncover our breast. We got to be armed at all times. And this is a lesson we all can take. Keep on your war clothes, because we don't know which way the enemy is coming. But keep your war clothes on. Keep your weapons. Keep your weapons of war. Keep on praying. Keep on fasting. Keep on laying before God. I don't care if you got to lay prostrate. Lay before God if you have to. God, he will hear, and he will answer prayer. I remember I was very weak and sick in my body, and our dear evangelist put on a 24-hour prayer, and my time slot was 11 o'clock at night, and I was so weak, so worn and feeble, I couldn't even get on my knees. So I got down on the floor, and I began to pray. So I don't care, you may not be able to get on your knees. The trial may be so heavy, it may knock you to the ground. But while you're down there, go to praying, go to crying out to God. And God, he will hear, and he will answer prayer. I'm thinking of the Apostle Paul in Acts the 14th chapter, verses 19 and 20. How that Paul was in Lystra, and how that the Jews stirred up the people to stone Paul, and they dragged Paul out of the city limits, and the brother was looking down on Paul, expecting him to be dead. But what did Paul did? He got up and went right back into the city. I said that to say this, get on up and get back on the field. Get back on the battlefield. Maybe you got wounded, and it seemed like your wound is unto death. But get on up and get back on the warpath. Get back him that loved us. You are a conqueror through Jesus. No matter how weak you may feel, you are a conqueror through Jesus. Hold on to his unchanging hand. Keep on praying. Keep on fasting. Keep on believing God. Hold on just a little while longer. How that God will avenge you. He will come to your rescue. He will create a way when there's no way. Hold on to God. Saints, be encouraged. Keep looking up. It's not over until God says it's over. It's not over. How that God is with us. He's more than the world against us. Hold on. Hold on to the Lord. It won't work. The devil's attacked it. It won't work. Hold on to God. Hold on to his unchanging hand. In a day and a time like we are living in, hold on to God. You don't have no one else you can turn to but God. Truly, we thank God for the word of God. May your hearts be encouraged. May you be lifted. May you find strength out of the word of God, knowing that God is on your side. I don't care who you are. If you are a child of God, God is on your side. Right now, we're going to open up the lines. Maybe there's someone that wants to give their life to God. Maybe you've tried everything, and everything has failed. We're going to open up the lines. Dial star 6. If you want to give your life to the Lord or you have a prayer request, maybe you're one of those that are fighting for your life. Hallelujah. But may you know that God is with you. He's in the fight. He's taking up the battle. The battle is not yours. It's the Lord. Do we have anyone on the line? Maybe you want to give your life to the Lord. Or maybe you just are asking for prayer. Is there one at this time? Is there one that want to say, pray for me? I need prayer. I'm in a fight, and I need prayer that God will come to my rescue. Is there one before we go into prayer? Well, we thank God for the word. We thank God because God is in the fight with us. And we're going to get ready to go in prayer tonight.
Praise the Lord.
Yes? Yes, we
praise
hear
the Lord.
You.
How you doing?
I'm fine.
Okay.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. This is Gwen. Everything is going okay with me, but I still would like to request prayer. Pray my strength in the Lord. Pray for anyone that I come in contact with that they just continue to be blessed as well. Everything to my knowledge with my family is going good, but I would like to still keep us in prayer, the Reed family, so that we will be closer to God and get on the right track and don't weave a bob. Stay right where we at because everything going good. And hope that he give us strength to continue going the way that we're going. And for my bunkie's dad, his name is Mr. James Peoples.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Mr. James Burns. He had a little accident where he had to get a few stitches. That hurt his foot, hurt his leg. But pray for him, pray for Jeanette Monahan, all the ladies here with me at the work release house, and all of my coworkers.
Okay, everyone at the work release house and
yes,
your
ma'am,
coworkers.
In Tallahassee, Florida. Yes, ma'am, please, and my family, the Reed family, thank you.
Yes, God bless you, Miss Gwen. We certainly will be praying for you. and your family, the Reed family, Mr. James Burns, Jeanette Monahan, and all the ones that work at the release, work release place where you are.
And
God bless you.
Yes, ma'am. Last but not least, I would also like to request prayer for my lovely sister, Evangelist Bradley, that's doing such a wonderful job with this PNN network. It's a blessing, and it's just what we need right now, and thank Lord for, and for PNN. Thank you.
God bless you, certainly. We will be praying for Evangelist Bradley. This is something every night this PNN is going on. God bless her.
Ma'am.
Is there another before we go in prayer? But praise the Lord. We thank God for Gwen coming forward. And God bless you, Gwen, and we certainly will be praying for you. And we're getting ready to go in prayer because we know that God, he hears and answers prayer. And maybe you didn't say anything, but you still may want prayer. We will be praying for you. And everyone that's on the line that needs prayer, we are praying for you. Right now, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you because you're good. We thank you because you're so kind. Please look upon us right now. Forgive our sin and blot out our transgressions. Oh, Heavenly Father, we look to you, Lord, realizing you have all power. You have an all-seeing eye, and you're in every place. Oh, Lord, you can see what man cannot see. And you can do what man cannot do. Look on us right now in a special way, Lord. Lord, we need mercy and we need grace. Oh, Lord, we need more grace to run this race. Lord, help us tonight, Lord. Look on us right now. Remember Gwen. Oh, Lord, she came forward, Lord. Look on the Reed family tonight. Oh, Lord, I want you to move in that family in a special way. Oh, Lord, encourage those that need encouragement. Send all the blessing where blessings are needed, Lord. Touch and strengthen her, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, strengthen her faith, Lord. Help her to go on. Help her to stay on track. In the name of Jesus, look on Mr. James Burns, Lord. To my God, in the name of Jesus, you know what he stands in need of. You know the special touch that he needs. Lord, look on him right now. Have mercy upon him, Lord. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we know you're able, God. Look on Jeanette Monahan in a special way, Lord. Touch her, Lord. Touch Jesus. You know how to move. Oh, Lord, you know how to work it out. Look on everyone in the work release program. Oh, Lord Jesus, save such that need to be saved. Make a way out of no way for someone that needs a way made. We know you can do it, Lord. We have it on record that you can make a highway in the midst of the sea, that you can open up a door that seems closed. We know you got the power, Lord. There's nothing that you can't do. You can do everything. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, look on Evangelist Bradley. Continue to meet her need. Encourage her and strengthen her, Lord. Oh, Lord, you know the desires of her heart. And we pray that you would grant it according to your will. Look on Curtis Berry tonight in the ICU, Lord. Jesus, heal his body, Lord. Make him everywhere whole. Look on Sister Idell Jones. Lord, continue to touch and heal her body. Make her everywhere whole, Lord. Look on every name on the prayer list. One by one and name by name. You are a heart fixer and a mind regulator. You can do everything. Oh, Lord, help us tonight, Lord, to use our weapons. Help us to fast and pray more. Help us to seek your face more, Lord. Help us, Jesus, to turn from our wicked ways and our Father, in the name of Jesus, strengthen us where we are weak. Build us up where we're torn down. We take no glory for ourselves. Lord, we are weak, but thou art strong. We're depending on you, Lord, depending on your strength, depending on your anointing. We're depending on you, Lord. Oh, Lord, our source of strength, our source of help. Oh, Lord, and no other help we know in a time like this. Help us to run to you. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, help us to run to you like never before. And, Lord, look on our officials. Look on our leaders. You know who they are. Give them strength. Give them power to carry the church on in the name of Jesus. Lord, continue to bless this PNN network. Continue to bless it, my God. Lord, send your word and power and demonstration. Let some soul be saved. Let some soul be healed in the mighty name of Jesus. Continue to bless Ministry Emmanuel, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Lord, we thank you tonight. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your goodness and kindness. In the mighty name of Jesus, continue to look on us, Lord. Save us some more. Strengthen us some more, Lord, in the name of Jesus. All these things we ask in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Again, I thank God for his word on tonight. Truly, God's word is right, and his word is true. We can stand on his word. When we can't stand on nothing else, we can stand on God's word, because his word will stand. It will last forever. Before one jot or tittle of his word fell, heaven and earth will pass away. We thank God for this opportunity to bring the word of God. May your hearts have been touched. May you have been blessed and strengthened and encouraged. Right now, the service is back into the hands of Minister Emmanuel Hogue. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Can we give God some praise right now? Amen. Can we give God some praise for the word tonight? Thank God for his word. Amen. Thank God for his word. Amen. We bless God tonight. We bless God. Amen. For the word of God. Amen. That has come forth. Amen. Unto us. Amen. Thank God for hearing the word of God. Faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. Tonight, God has spoken into our spirit. Amen. And we should feel victorious. We should feel strengthened and encouraged to drive and go forward, knowing that God is going to fight this battle for us. And this song comes to my mind, says, this battle is not yours, the Lord. And all you have to do is put it in his hands. Put it in his hands tonight. Cast all thy cares upon the Lord, for he cares for you. Amen. So we just thank God tonight for the word of God. Amen. Thank God for, amen, hearing, amen, what thus saith the Lord. Amen. Tonight, people, God wants us to know that he's going to take up the fight. Never mind those that trouble you. Amen. The Lord said, these Egyptians that you see today, you should not see them anymore. Amen. So we praise God for the woman of God. Amen. For her obedience, for coming, declaring the word of God, and giving us just what we needed tonight to know that we are overcomers. We shall overcome. Amen. If we live right and pray on, we shall be just like the Lord someday. Amen. So we just thank God tonight for the word of God. Amen. Thank God. Amen. For you, woman of God. Thank God for the prayer. Amen. And all of those that responded to prayer. Amen. Thank God, amen, for stepping out on faith. Amen. This is a faith way. Amen. We believe God. Amen. We believe, amen, when we pray. We believe when we make our petitions known that God is going to move, that God is going to answer, and that we are going to get some results. Amen. So tonight, God, amen, he has given us, amen, the answer. Amen. You just look for the results, because the Lord said, amen, he's going to fight this battle for us. Amen. Her topic tonight was, Satan, it won't work. No matter what the devil is doing, No matter how he's trying, it won't work. Because if God be for us, who can be against us? Amen. So we thank God tonight for the word of God. Amen. We want the word of God to just, amen, sink into your heart, into your spirit. We want you to ponder and meditate on the word of God that you have heard this night. Amen. And know that God's got it all in control. Amen. So we bless, amen, God tonight. We praise God. Amen. We want to pray over the woman of God. Amen. That God may continue to touch her, strengthen her. Amen. Continue to endow her with power, that she may be that, amen, willing vessel for the Lord. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you. We just thank you for your woman servant. Oh, God, we just thank you for her faithfulness, for her obedience, and for her love that she has shown unto you, even coming and blessing your people with the word tonight. Father God, we pray that you will, oh, God, give her strength. We pray you will touch her body from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. We pray that you will endow her with power. Oh, God, everything that was withdrawing out of her tonight, we pray that you would deposit spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, continue to order her steps in your word. Oh, God, lead and guide her. Oh, God, open up the door of utterance that she may declare your word. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, bless her home, bless her family. Oh, God, even bless her mother. God, continue, oh, God, to bless them. Oh, God, continue to provide for them. Make provisions for them. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able, God. We know you can do it. Oh, God, we continue to ask you to continue to bless her ministry, even her hope ministry, Father, even her outreach ministry, God. Continue to anoint it, God. Oh, God, let your anointing dwell over it. Let your anointing hover over the works of her hand. In the mighty name of Jesus, whatsoever she put her hand to do, oh, God, let it prosper. Let it bloom. Oh, God, let it bring forth abundance. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, you said the harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few. Pray that the Lord of hope will send all labor. Oh, Father God, continue to bless, oh, this mighty woman of God. Continue to anoint and use her for your service and your will and your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. We count it done. Amen, amen, and thank God. Amen. Once again, we just thank God, amen, for this night. Thank God for what our ears have heard. Amen, what our hearts have felt. Amen, we feel encouraged. We should feel enlightened and strengthened to go on in the name of the Lord. We come too far, amen, to do anything else but to go on in Jesus' holy name. Amen. And people of God, we want to, amen, let you know if you would like to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast. Amen. You can, amen, reach out to us by sending us a text. Amen. And you can text 912-257-3918. You can text 912-257-3918. Amen, to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast. Amen. And also to our radio listeners, Radio Blog Talk listeners, amen, you as well, if you'd like to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast, amen, please reach out to us, text us, amen. We'll be so grateful, happy, and honored to send you a copy, amen, of tonight's broadcast. Amen. To our international listeners, amen, you can request a copy of tonight's broadcast as well. Amen, by using WhatsApp. Amen, you can use WhatsApp, and you can text us at 678-608-7234. Amen, for all of our international listeners. Amen, if you would like to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast, please, amen, text us by using WhatsApp. Amen, and the number is 678-608-7234. Amen, and we'll be so grateful, amen, to send you a copy of tonight's broadcast. Amen. Gay man, request a copy. Get a copy of tonight. Amen. And listen to the words again. Amen. The words of the Lord. Amen. Because, amen, they're life. Amen. This is life unto the people of God. Amen. This is, amen, speaks faith into our spirit. Amen. And go back, amen, and read those scriptures that, amen, the messenger used tonight. Amen. Go back, amen, in your time. Study the word of God. Reread the scriptures. Amen, to see what it is, amen, that God is saying unto his people. Amen. So we bless God, amen, for each one of you. And we encourage you when you get a copy of this broadcast, amen, don't keep it to yourself. Please share the word of God with somebody. If you know somebody's going through a battle tonight, amen, send them a copy of this broadcast to let them know that this battle is not theirs, but give it to the Lord, because the Lord will take up the fight. Amen. So we just bless God. We praise God tonight for each one of you. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for your listening ear. Amen. We thank you, amen, for coming in, amen, tuning in tonight and being with us on this broadcast. Amen. We pray if this is your first time, we pray that you will be back again. Amen. We'll be back. Amen. We're here nightly, every night at 9 p.m. Amen. We're here going strong in the name of the Lord. Amen. Come back, amen, to see what else God has in store for his people. Amen. So we just bless God. We thank God for, amen, each one of you. And thank God for our visionary once again of this Prayer News Network and the person of Evangelist in that Bradley. Amen. We thank God for the woman of God. We want to encourage you to continue to pray for her. Amen. Thank you for supporting this ministry. Amen. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for everything. Thank you for just being a part, amen, of this great broadcast. Amen. We want to encourage you, if you would like to sow into the ministry, amen, if you want to, amen, be a blessing, amen, sow a seed into the ministry, amen, you could do so, amen, by using, amen, Cash App, amen, Gift of Prayer. Amen. It's $ Gift of Prayer. Amen. If you want to be a blessing, amen, you can sow into the ministry. There are other ways as well. Amen. If you want to, amen, correspond with us through mail, amen, you can correspond to us through our P.O. Box. And our P.O. Box is Prayer News Network. Amen. Prayer News Network, care of Evangelist Annette Bradley, P.O. Box 7937, Macon, Georgia, 31209. Once again, I will repeat that. If you want to correspond with us through mail, amen, you can do so by, amen, writing to the Prayer News Network, care of Evangelist Annette Bradley, P.O. Box 7937, Macon, Georgia, 31209. Amen. We would love to hear from you. Amen. Let us know, amen, how this ministry, this broadcast is blessing you. Let us know, amen, what the Lord has done, amen, in your life and is doing in your life and the life of your family. Amen. We would be so glad to hear from you to know that God, amen, is blessing you. So tonight we just praise God for all things. Amen. Woman of God, we thank God for you. Amen. We love you. Amen. With the love of Jesus. Amen. We're praying for you. We're praying for your ministry. And if you don't mind, you could give your information, amen, to us. Amen. In case others may want to tune into your broadcast, amen, that you have as well. So at this time, amen, without any further preliminaries, we're going to turn this part, amen, back over to our speaker, amen, that she may have the last remarks and sayings, amen, and even the blessing of the line. Amen. So God bless you, Evangelist Martha Colbreath. Amen. Back into your hands.
Amen. God bless you, Minister Emmanuel. For those that may want to call into the Hope Ministry every Wednesday at 6 o'clock, the number is 551-258-5271. That's 551-271. That's every Wednesday at 6 o'clock p.m. Again, we thank God for this service on tonight. We thank God for the word. May your hearts be encouraged and may you be lifted. And we just thank you for tuning in. Right now, we're going to have our closing prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you because you're good. We thank you because you're kind. Thank you for your word that has gone out. You said your word will not go out and return unto you void, but how that it will accomplish that which it was sent. We thank God for the word of God tonight. Thank God for the prayer, Lord. Oh, Lord, continue to help us, my God, to continue to go on with you. Help us to be strengthened and encouraged, Lord. Oh, Lord, bless all the souls that called in. You know every need. You know every prayer request, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you tonight for this Prayer News Network. And I believe you want me to dismiss Minister Emmanuel.
Yes, you could go ahead and close us out. And after she closes us out, we're going to unmute the line that we may give a corporate praise together. Yes, you can close us out.
Okay, we're going to close this service out. We normally do a benediction. And repeat after me. Let brotherly love continue. And if you said that, you can consider yourself dismissed and services back into the hands of Ministry Manuel.
Amen. God bless you, woman of God. We appreciate you and we love you. Amen. At this time, we're going to unmute the lines. Amen. You can unmute your phone.
All participants are unmuted.
We're praised together at this time.
Hallelujah. Glory,
glory
to you.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. We thank you, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. Bless you, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory,
thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Bless you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you. We love you, Jesus, because you first loved us, Jesus. Jesus, keep us in your care, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Bless you, Jesus. Bless in your name, Jesus. Glory, glory, hallelujah. In your holy name, Jesus.
Thank you,
God. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Bless you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God, Jesus. Bless you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, Jesus.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Amen. God bless you, people. God, until tomorrow night, 9 p.m., see you there. Be blessed, my brother. Be blessed, my sister. In Jesus' name, blessings unto you.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.